This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The Ivy League is expanding its presence in New York. This afternoon, Cornell University and an Israeli high-tech institute announced they'd be joining forces to establish a world-class graduate engineering school on Roosevelt Island. Their bid won Mayor Bloomberg's competition for a top-tier applied sciences school that's meant to rival MIT and Stanford, and do for New York City what those two schools have done for Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Silicon Valley. In return, Cornell and Technion Israel Institute of Technology are entitled to city-owned land and $100 million in city-funded improvements. WNYC's Jim O'Grady was there for the announcement at a piece of Cornell that's already in the city, the Weill Cornell Medical College on the Upper East Side. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Amy.
So tell me about this campus. What will it look like? Will it have dorms, classrooms? Tell me all about it.
Cornell will be getting 11 acres of land from New York City, and those acres are just below the Queensboro Bridge in the middle of Roosevelt Island in the East River. There will be dorms, faculty housing, student housing, labs, classrooms. The schematic shows several circular interlocking buildings with a lot of glass on the exterior. Very shiny place. A lot was made of how the interior spaces would all flow into each other, because the idea is to get cooperation between disciplines and between original research and its business application.
And the land that you're talking about was the former site of the Goldwater Hospital, right? On Roosevelt Island.
That's right. It'll take the place of what is currently Goldwater Hospital, which will be moved to a location in Harlem.
We know about Cornell, but not about its partner, Technion Israel Institute of Technology. What did you find out about them today?
Well, Israel as a country has been going through a tech boom, and it's happened pretty fast in the last generation or two. And Technion, the country's oldest university, is cited by experts as the leading place for applied science in Israel. What they talk about is that Technion's grads run 121 of Israel's tech companies that are on the NASDAQ, and they say that's more than all of Europe combined. So it's apparently the university powerhouse of the tech sector in Israel. And the president was there today, and he mentioned that they had thought to apply for this competition by themselves. But then they thought about the distance of 6,000 miles, sought out Cornell as a partner, and that's how they got together for this application.
MIT and Stanford weren't built in a day. How long will this campus take?
Well, the dates are, the phase one is supposed to be up and running by late 2018, and that'll only have 300 students and 70 faculty. Ultimately, the whole thing won't be built out. Projected until 2043, and it's supposed to have 2,500 students with 280 full-time faculty.
Just last week, it seemed this initiative was running into trouble when Stanford dropped out of the competition, and a final decision wasn't expected until next month. Do you know whether officials accelerated the announcement of winners because of that?
You know, they were asked about that, and they said, well, Cornell's proposal was so bold and ambitious, we thought, why wait? But you can infer, you know, Stanford drops out. They were by far the highest profile applicant. A lot of the buzz was around Stanford. They drop out. It makes the process look like it's in bad shape. Soon after, Cornell mentions or announces that they have a $350 million grant backing up their application. New York City probably figured, okay, let's go with this momentum. Let's pick Cornell.
WNYC's Jim O'Grady, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mayor Bloomberg is predicting that the new Applied Sciences School will spur the creation of 600 new high-tech companies and $23 billion in economic activity over the next 30 years. He says the goal is to overtake Silicon Valley as the center of innovation and entrepreneurship in the tech sector. Reporter Sally Herships went looking to find out whether New York City could realistically do that.
The first thing we really need to find out is, what exactly is it that Silicon Valley is good at?
That's a great question.
That's Anna Lee Saxenian. She's dean of the School of Information at Berkeley.
The genius of Silicon Valley is it is able to take ideas, either university ideas or ideas about new markets or new designs or new packaging or whatever, and move them into the market very quickly. It's about commercializing ideas, trying multiple experiments very, very quickly.
Warren Lee works with Kanan Partners, a venture capital firm based in, yes, Silicon Valley. But the company recently opened up offices in New York after seeing more and more startups here. Lee says to really grow the tech sector that everyone is after, New York needs more entrepreneurs with experience creating companies.
It's much easier to build a larger company once you've done it a couple times.
And that company, Lee says, needs to be a very specific size.
It's sort of a numbers game. Most companies fail. So the more companies that you actually have out there trying different things, the higher probability that one of them will become a $2 to $3 billion company.
If they make it to that size, not only do those at the very top make money, so do lots of employees. Then all their financial resources and experience are freed up to create more companies, thus continuing the cycle. But Silicon Valley is more than just successful engineers.
Because when you put together an iPad application, the actual writing of the code is a relatively small part of the overall project.
Dan Savage works with New York firm Resolute Digital. The company develops a lot of mobile apps.
Like an app like Angry Birds, that's 90% design and thought and, you know, 10% code, if it's 10% code.
And the other 90% is the work New York City is known for, content. Om Malik is founder of GigaOm, an online tech magazine.
You know, New York has its own set of skill sets. I think media, fashion, retail.
So with those strengths, why would New York want to compete with Silicon Valley?
When I look in the mirror, I see me. I don't see Brad Pitt. Similarly, if you're New York, you don't want to be Silicon Valley. You want to be New York. You have to be unique.
And as Berkeley's Dean Saxenian says, recreating Silicon Valley and its success is not as simple as it sounds.
A university by itself is not clear that it will transform New York into a more entrepreneurial, dynamic place. After all, we have big, famous engineering universities in Texas and California, in Europe, in Germany, in England, that don't have Silicon Valleys around them. So one single institution can't be the story of Silicon Valley or of creating a new Silicon Valley.
Which leaves Saxenian and others arguing that no place will ever be exactly like Silicon Valley. She says places that have found success with technology know their own strengths. They work with the Valley, not against it. The lesson here, New York City, learn to love yourself. For WNYC, I'm Sally Herships.